for Charlie.
It's awesome. It was kind of started out worst case scenario thing. Vicky turned out believable double play. No, it was great. It was great. I just wanted him to get through that first inning, so he didn't really. To a Baldwin, it's like you got to go for a punch out for this first guy in the second inning. It's only fitting that he strikes somebody out with his curveball. So it was awesome. I think Charlie's very appreciative. It was emotional for a lot of, you know, for everybody. It was really neat. Braves Vision did a great job with their presentation, and, you know, so it was kind of a special moment.
How about, you know, him waiting for Sale, come out from the bullpen and handing the ball off to him? One veteran to another.
Totally. I was like, you're going to give Chris the ball, not me, you know. And it's, you know, hats off to Chris for being willing to do that and kind of disrupt his normal routine, but he's such a ball player. I mean, he's all about these moments, and I think he probably cherished it as much as anybody.
You saw how much he respects Charlie when he just let, not only did he get, do that, but then he didn't keep warming up. He stepped off the mound.
He's going to do everything right. I mean, he gets the history of the game and what this is all about, and he's a special, both of them, special guys.
How much does that add to this day?
It's a nice topper to, you know, win a tough game and celebrate Charlie like that. And, you know, his wife and dad and kids are there, and who knows who else. But that was pretty special that he could have all his family. His kids are an age where they can remember this, which a lot of guys don't get that. And they're at an age where, you know, they're going to remember this about dad. So I think that was ended up being this special time.
So you guys used so many different players this year. What can you say about the job your staff did? Cranny,
I can't say enough about those guys. I mean, how they assimilate those guys in, all the pitchers we use, set records, I think, and everything. Pitchers, players, the whole thing. There's guys that we were talking about the other day that I didn't even remember were here, you know, 5 months ago or something. But the coaches do a great job. They all, you know, when you cycle that many guys through, man, it takes a special group, and those guys are.
Did Charlie and everything make this kind of feel like it was kind of almost a celebratory conclusion?
Yeah, no, it was good. I think, you know, and I talked to him about it before the game was over. Just the fact that he could end here where he started, end with a strikeout on a curveball that he's so well known for. I think it ended up, like I say, it was, I don't know, I've been that nervous all year when that game started, because I just wanted him to get to that, I wanted him to get to the first hitter of the second inning and not have to go get him. Like I say, Nick Allen turned, and Nacho turned a really tough double play right there, and that's huge. Ended up being exactly what we wanted, how we wanted to celebrate Charlie coming off the mound.
Did you give him the ball, the lineup and all that?
He kept the ball. We got another one for him to give Chris, and I'm sure we'll give him all that. They'll get all the cards and everything. And I know Calvin's got a really good person that mounts all that stuff and frames it for him. So there'll be a plaque of the cards. We'll have all that for him. Yeah.
When you're not playing in the postseason, do you talk to the team before you leave, or will you?
Yeah, well, I talked to them today. And I told them it's kind of like as a manager, I got to put a ribbon on this thing, you know, and just it wouldn't have felt right if I didn't address them before we went out there today. In the postseason, you have that, you know, and you go over what your program's going to be the next few days and things like that. That's. But this one is just, you know, thanking them for their efforts and how they didn't cash it in. And we just kept playing competitive baseball for 6 months and won 62. I mean, I couldn't tell sometimes if we're the ones that were trying to chase somebody or hold off somebody. So I was proud of them, and I told them that. I was proud of how they approached everything. It's a great group of guys in there. They're all professionals, how they go about their job. I meant every word. I just wanted to thank them for what they did.
How do you address next year with them? I mean, are you able
to? I didn't. You know, I feel when the time comes, you're all going to know. Because I don't. And quite honestly, nobody's asked in the room. I think they know what's out there and everything. So they'll be the first to know.
Anything else for Snit?
Snit, how would you describe today, just for you in general?
That was a great day. I was excited about this day because of how we were going to honor Charlie, number one. I obviously wanted to win the game, and, Ronald got us on the board there really quick, and those add-on runs were nice. But it was a kind of a special day, and I was looking forward to it. I was nervous. I wanted that first inning to go good. The biggest thing, I just did not want to have to warm somebody up and go get Charlie in the first inning and do all the stuff then. I didn't care if they hit a homer in the first batter, the second inning, or a base hit, or whatever, because I had told Chris that we're going to bring him, and he's going to get one. They have to. And I think it was good that, we didn't even ask if we could circumvent that, figured it'd be good to, and now in retrospect, it was perfect how it happened.
Anything else?
Okay.
All right.
Thank you. All right.